Twice already we've said the Lord's Prayer, and we say it every week. And I would guess that most adults here don't remember when they memorized the Lord's Prayer. Children hear it so many times that before they know it, they know it. People visiting church for the first time wonder how everyone knows what to say the Lord's Prayer. So we said it twice already. It's in our minds fresh, even if we didn't know it before. A few years back, though, I asked a group of youth to express the Lord's Prayer as they understand it. And this is the prayer they came up with. God, you are really, really great. You're in charge. Whatever you say everywhere, fill our needs. Forgive us while we forgive others. Keep us on your path. Help us when we're in trouble. You're great, and you rule forever. Amen. I do love the freshness of those words. But you know what? I don't want that prayer, that way, to exist at the expense of the prayer that we have recited countless times. Because there is something comforting about repetition. And there's something comforting about repetition of the Lord's Prayer. I think it's great if sometimes we go in and try to understand that prayer more and breathe new life into it. But still, that rote, memorized, say it over and over again thing, there is something comforting. So Jesus tells the disciples how to pray in the Bible reading. I don't think he was worried about it becoming dry or empty, the way sometimes people talk about reciting prayers so often. And I do think that there is some merit to freshening up the language. But it isn't necessary for the prayer to have meaning. Because in our repetition of the Lord's Prayer, here's what we do. We put something so deep into our memory that when there are no words or thoughts that can express what we're feeling, we can recite what is burned deep in our minds, into our souls. And then God understands what the prayer really means. We may be reciting words that some would say are empty and meaningless because we've said them so many times, but underneath those words are the groanings of our soul that we can't find words for. An example. I may have shared this before. A friend of mine was involved in a significantly bad experience while on vacation, where he and his family were in a cabin and someone who had escaped from prison and had a weapon came to their place. Took them all, tied them up, had them as hostages to try to stay for a while and then be able to flee. And they were afraid for their lives. They talked a little bit. The family had a young boy, a slightly older teenage girl, husband and wife. And at some point they knew that this person who was there, this was not going to end well. There was going to be something awful happen to his daughter, his wife. The gun was going to go off somehow, and they weren't going to make it out. And so he decided he was going to act. He didn't know what else to do, but he did act, and his son ran underneath a table, and he went and lunged at this man. And while he was doing that, the man shot. He got shot in the hand, but it hit the bone and traveled up and out his shoulder. So he was in excruciating pain. He wasn't dead, obviously, from that. But he said that the only thing that came to mind to try to provide some sort of comfort and peace and strength to make it through the next minute was the Lord's Prayer. He said it over and over and over again. And God knew that the prayer wasn't exactly the prayer that you say on Sunday morning. The prayer was a groan for help. It was a prayer for strength. Not really much time passed. He says that it seems like a week, but probably less than a minute passed while he was praying that prayer. And he noticed that while he was shot, the person that he had tackled was on the ground and the gun was on the ground too. He grabbed the weapon and told the person, stay there. They called the police. The person was arrested, sent back to prison. Everyone recovered fine. And there's a lot of nasty and dark, and there are more things to that story, but the part that has stuck with me and the part that sticks with him every time he tells the story is that he learned that prayer, and it was just in his mind, and when he had no other words, it was there. That's what rote memorization does. The Lord's Prayer is worth reciting, repeating, and memorizing. And we probably will never be in that situation, but there are going to be times in our lives where we don't know what to say, where we don't know what to do, where we need strength, and we don't have the words to pray. And we'll say the Lord's Prayer. And there's more in this morning's Bible reading. After teaching the disciples how to pray, that's what religious leaders did, Jesus taught some more. Can you imagine the disciples saying to one another, we just asked for a prayer, and now he's going off on one of his Jesus things. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. If you take this line, apart from the context of it, you might believe that God is like a cosmic genie, granting our requests as long as we pray enough, as long as we're persistent enough. You might understand it like something like The Secret. Remember, Oprah had The Secret. I don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared. But that was, surround yourself with positive people and think positive thoughts, and things will always work out for you. I agree with surround yourself with positive people. I agree. Think positive thoughts. And I also know that things don't always work out, but it's good to be positive. Or maybe you might look at that ask, seek, knock, ask, search, knock, and you might think of your best life now. Believe that you will be blessed and that you will gain wealth, and you will. Or a name it, claim it theology, where God wants you to prosper. Just claim that blessing and enjoy the rewards God has for you. We can claim the blessing, but what does it say when we don't get it? Or the prayer of Jabez. Here's that prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God granted him the request. You can do the same. Just pray this prayer and that's what will happen. And of course, we thank God for blessings and we can pray it. We can claim it and we say, God, please give us blessings. But there is something selfish in there, and there's also something that begs the opposite. What happens if you don't get it? What happens if you pray it and you don't get blessed? What if you don't get rich because we don't get rich? You might think that you're not praying hard enough, or you don't believe enough, blaming the victim when it comes to lives that aren't turning out in a positive way. I want to say something that I think is really important, and I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but this is it. We pray every week, but God is not bound by our prayers, and God is not limited by our lack of them. So if you never pray, God can still answer prayer. And if you pray all the time, God may not answer that prayer, at least the way you want to, or maybe not at all. See, before Jesus taught the ask, seek, knock part, He said, your kingdom come. God is in charge. We praise God and acknowledge God's sovereignty in our lives. Our requests grow from that. We depend on God's grace. And our God, who is always faithful, calls us to be faithful. And we can always trust, even if we can't trust, that God is present. See, whether we notice it or even believe it, we're always being transformed. And then there's the part of the reading about bothering a friend at midnight. Doesn't that teach that if we're persistent enough that we'll get what we ask for? Don't many people pray and ask for good, or to ask God for things, and not everyone gets what they ask for? In church and in Sunday school, we often teach the more simplified version. God always answers, but in different ways. Yes, no, and wait a little while. Which is pretty much also the same thing as saying God doesn't really answer prayers. Things just happen better for some people and worse for others. It's the theological spin on it, but it really is saying the same thing. And I want something more than that. I want something more than just the simple, easy answer. So let's look closer at the friend at midnight part. It's about asking a neighbor for food for a visitor. I don't have any bread, and they don't have enough to eat, even though the friend is fast asleep. Remember, hospitality is one of Jesus' big things. It's one of the culture's big things around the time of Jesus. It dictated that visitors must be cared for. The whole village would be embarrassed if a visitor went hungry and was mistreated in any way. The request of the friend equated the needs of the whole village then, not just one person. So we pray. And we're moving towards this part that is explained by the Lord's Prayer, but also by the parts that inform it right after that when Jesus is talking. We're moving towards the needs of all. Not give me, give me, give me, bless me, bless me, bless me, but bless us all. And when people don't seem to be being blessed, help us to give so that everyone has enough. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You rule, God, your peace, your shalom, your salam needs to be with us. God isn't some cosmic genie. Not at all. God isn't answering prayers just because people pray enough or someone irritates God enough. But God is listening. Question is, are we listening? Are we listening for God's movements in our lives? Are we listening for opportunities to make things a little bit better? Are we listening as we move towards the needs of all? It's okay to say the Lord's Prayer more than once or twice or three times in a worship service. So let's say it together, shaped by prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.